The number of Central American migrants reaching the U.S. border has dropped dramatically. The U.S. Border Patrol says it apprehended 60% fewer minors in August than it did at the height of the crisis earlier this summer, when thousands of children were being detained. One factor leading to the drastic decline in unprecedented crackdown in Mexico. Under pressure from the United States, Mexico is now arresting and deporting tens of thousands of Central Americans long before they reach the U.S. border. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Tapachula, Mexico.
The dinner bell rings at the Casa Belén Migrant Center in a rundown neighborhood of the southern border town. A couple dozen migrants file in for open-faced bean and cheese sandwiches slathered with red salsa. A 22-year-old man who just arrived at the shelter from the Guatemalan highlands devours his meal. He'll only give his first name Jorge. He's afraid of Mexican authorities. Last week, they caught him about 200 miles north of here and deported him. He crossed back illegally a day ago.
Da miedo, pero uno quiere luchar por su familia, no le importa eso.
Jorge says he's scared, but he has to fight on for his family. He has seven brothers and sisters and says he has to send money home so at least some of them can go to school.
Hay más retenes aquí. Ahorita está duro.
But he says the Mexicans have put up more immigration checkpoints than ever, and it's much harder. This summer, authorities here who've long turned a blind eye to Central Americans' journey north announced an unprecedented buildup of federal forces along Mexico's southern border.
In that plan included building as many as a dozen interior checkpoints. And I'm standing in front of one of them right now, about an hour and a half north of the border. Immigration officials wouldn't let me record inside the checkpoint, but I could see them stopping buses and the small vans that carry passengers north. They're looking inside. They're checking IDs. They're asking questions of the passengers, looking for illegal immigrants.
More checkpoints mean the trip north is now longer and more dangerous. A large red steel gate is shut at the church-run shelter in Huitzla, Chiapas, which just a 30-minute drive north of the border town of Tapachula took 17-year-old Fidemio Hernandez of Guatemala 10 hours to walk.
Toda la noche pasamos por un cerro, pasadera por acá, nos venimos por allá.
We walked all night in the woods around the checkpoint so the officials wouldn't catch us, Hernandez says. He's pale and sweating, and his right foot is swollen and filled with pus. Not only are authorities manning more checkpoints, they're also barring migrants from boarding the lumbering freight trains known as La Bestia that travel north to the U.S. border. In all, more than 30,000 Central Americans have been apprehended and sent home since the crackdown began, according to Mexico's Interior Minister. And many are children. In the first 7 months of this year, 20,000 minors were returned, more than were deported in all of last year. Critics charge Mexico is doing the United States dirty work.
We are now the servants of the U.S. in this role.
Sergio Aguayo, a professor at El Colegio de Mexico, says migrants are still fleeing Central America. Nothing has changed there. The root problems of poverty, exploitation, and violence still prevail.
It is not a simple issue that can be solved by closing the doors of Mexico or convincing them not to come.
U.S. officials say a big reason not as many Central Americans are showing up further north is due to a successful public relations campaign back home, dispelling rumors that children can get special permission to stay in the U.S. They also say the summer heat and heavy rains has deterred many from trying. And that's evident right at the Mexico-Guatemala border along the banks of the wide Suchiate River. It is hot, humid, and the water is high from recent storms. Rafts made of huge inner tubes connected by wooden planks move swiftly across, carrying illegal commerce and occasionally migrants. Unlike the crackdown hundreds of miles to the north, there isn't a Mexican official anywhere in sight. Nearly all of the 500-plus mile-long border between Mexico and Guatemala is wide open. That's how Jose Ruada, his wife and two small children, were able to slip into Mexico and easily make their way to the migrant shelter in Tapachula. They fled El Salvador just days before. That's when gang members showed up at their small bakery.
Estaban pidiendo $300 cada mes, que si no me unía, pues ya iban a matar a mis dos hijas y a mi mujer.
They demanded $300 a month, or they would kill my wife and two daughters. Ruada says they put everything they could in one suitcase and ran. They've heard about the Mexican crackdown beginning just north of here and have decided not to risk trying to get to the U.S. Instead, they'll stay put in Tapachula and ask Mexico officially for refugee protection. That's a risky plan, says human rights advocates. The numbers are not in their favor. Last year, only 208 Central Americans were granted protection. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.